curfews. Why give a care to curfew? More and more parents are not giving curfews. It's the old, I'll hear this from folks who are now my age or even younger. No, I never had a curfew. My parents just told me they trusted me to come in when it was appropriate, and I came in when it was appropriate. Now, folks who say things like that, God bless them, they don't realize what they're saying. They don't realize that when they're saying, I just came in when it was appropriate, I just used my own judgment at age 15, and I realized when I needed to be in. You know, I tried to come in when the streetlights went on. They don't realize that when they tell you these things, they're telling you they are a weirdo. And I don't mean that in a bad way. They're statistically weird. That means they're out of the norm. The average kid isn't going to do that. The average kid's never going to do that. The average kid may start out doing that. And in a short period of time, they're going to realize, hey, you know, it's up to me when I come home. So this particular time around, I'd like to hang around here a little while longer. Are curfews a good idea? I believe so. And the reason is, it's a simple law of probability. Raising kids is probability in many, many respects. Bottom line, later into the evening, the more options for problematic situations. The more risk of being in a scenario that is over your head socially, emotionally, and morally. And not to mention the physical danger. For 10 years, I played the organ in nightclubs. Yes, I did. I was a lounge lizard. I said really dumb things, really cliche things like, hey, I'm going to take a pause for a good cause. I'll be right back. I'd like to take you all home with me in my pocket. It's wonderful. Take a snapshot of you all. Okay, this next song. I know what was out at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's when I got off, 2 o'clock in the morning. On the roads, in the 24-hour restaurants, oh, yeah, it wasn't pretty what was out there. You could be the sweetest guy in the world, you're going to run into trouble. I did. There were times, I'm not a fella who fights, but there were a couple of times when it found me. I remember a situation once, I'll digress here for a moment. I was in a 24-hour restaurant. And this guy, who we were all standing in line waiting to get to a table, and this guy started getting very nasty with his girl. And I turned and looked, and she said, I don't know who he is, and he's starting to scare me. So me being Sir Galahad, I said, sir, she's getting scared. Why don't you just leave her alone? Well, he turns on me. He comes after me. Now, this was the height of my weightlifting days. And so in those days, I was about 24, 25 years old. So, you know, yeah, you're in the peak of your physical prowess. So I just kind of defended myself. Well, the cop comes after me. The cop pulls me off. I wasn't even doing anything. Your Honor, I was just there. I had to defend myself. I wasn't hurting the guy, but I just basically stopped him from what he was doing. And the cop grabs me because it looked like I was the one certainly on top of things. But this girl was, I didn't do it. You see how it finds you? It finds you. Now, I was 24, 25, so obviously I wasn't 15, 16. You tell that to a kid. You say, and this is the standard cliche that most parents will use. I trust you. I just don't trust the people that are out at that time. I trust you. I just don't trust the situations you could find yourself in. And, of course, the kid looks at you like, taint number 103. I trust you, but I don't trust the time of the night. I don't care how they look at you. Your goal is to not make them understand. Your goal is to help them navigate the waters of adolescence. If you left it up to them, they would put themselves in risky situations that they don't understand, can't even begin to understand what could unravel in front of them. They're 16, 17 years old. They don't know. They can't gauge this. They don't get it. And I don't care that they don't get it. It doesn't matter. My goal is to maximize the chances that they're not going to be in situations that could hurt them, cause them moral trouble, or sociologically be in over their heads. Do I like curfews? Yes. Now, I will tell you this. The average parent's curfew is a wuss curfew. It really is. It's really quite late, given what is now allowed to be out there roaming about. Kids, by and large, are more violent than they used to be, and they're more likely to be nasty than they used to be, and there are more roving bands of problematic children out late at night. And I'm not talking gangs. I'm simply talking kids with chips on their shoulders. Kids who get five, six, seven, eight of them together, they think they're invincible. They're a pack. That's not unusual. So I would say curfew, absolutely. Curfew based upon not the fact that you don't necessarily think your kid has good moral judgment, although you, if you're wise, you might realize it's incomplete moral judgment, but the fact that you're playing probabilities, and that's what you tell them. Because they come back to us with dumb things like, anything I can do at 2 o'clock in the morning, I can do at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And, of course, I might look at them and say, you're absolutely right. And the problem is, at 2 o'clock in the morning, there's a lot more options to do those things. But again, don't say too much, because it's arguing. It's just a lost cause most of the time. You can rationalize with your teen why you have a curfew, and you can rationalize for an hour and a half. And how many times are they going to go, oh, Father, I've just been so blind. Of course. I see what you're saying now. 11 o'clock is good. No. 10:30, Father, because above all, I want you to trust me.